I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. The families who know that their relatives are dead are considered the lucky ones in Brazil right now. At least 300 people are still missing after a dam collapsed in Brazil's southeastern city of Brumadinho on Friday. 60 people are confirmed dead. Many victims' families are blaming the mining company that built the dam for the disaster. Shannon Sims is a journalist in Rio de Janeiro.
So the company is called Vale, and they are just a really huge mining company in Brazil, a very dominant in the market. And the president actually did a press conference that did not strike survivors and their families very well, where he said, you know, we're not sure what happened and we're not sure who's responsible. That did not strike a good chord with Brazilians, who are pretty clear that they know who's responsible, which is the company who was operating the dam. So what's going on now is we're seeing a lot of demand for answers, and also the government is starting to hold that company accountable in a new way than we've seen in Brazil in the past. And so the Justice Ministry has actually demanded that money be set aside already now, be frozen from the company's assets in order to save it for compensating families.
What is the connection between the dam and this Vale mine?
Oh, well, Vale, they kind of run everything in the state. I mean, to be perfectly honest, ultimately, they are the core actor. And although the details and the legal details of who was responsible for operating and who did the construction and all of this are going to be major issues in the lawsuits that definitely will come from this, ultimately, the buck stops with Vale. And I don't think that anybody has any doubt about that.
So how many of the victims from this dam burst and the people who are still missing, how many of them are miners or employees of Vale?
So what happens in these towns, and I actually have spent time reporting on, not long ago, there was a similar mine collapse in the same state, in a town that was very similar to Brumadinho, called Mariana. And what happens in these towns is essentially, they're kind of like company towns, where the reason why you live there is because the main employer is Vale. And so most people have some connection to the company, whether that is that they mow the lawn at the company, or they're an executive at the company, or their husband is, or their wife is, or their daughter is. And so everyone there has some connection in general to the company. Who exactly was employed at the time of the mining collapse, we're still figuring out. But yes, certainly many employees will have lost their lives as a result of this.
So this really disturbing search for victims is going to conclude at some point. What's going to happen then?
So there's a river that flows through the town and continues through the state. And we're already seeing the mud reach that river. And what happens, what we saw happen in Mariana, is once the mud got into the river, essentially what happened was you had a secondary disaster with this toxic sludge being carried throughout the riverside and damaging all of the environmental areas and killing off all of the fish and anything that's living from the river. And so that's kind of what we assume is going to happen next, is that the sludge doesn't just stop there. It's going to seep into the riverways. And so be looking for headlines that are going to be calculating the amount of environmental damage that's coming down the pipe.
We've heard a lot about the new president, Jair Bolsonaro of Brazil, deregulating environmental protections. Should we expect a tougher approach toward mining companies?
I think so. I think that it's overdue in Brazil to have a conversation about creating proper infrastructure to protect Brazilians. I really hope that this is the only wake-up call, the last wake-up call that's needed to have that happen. But I should say that as we are speaking, Bolsonaro is in the middle of a 9-hour surgery to take out a colostomy bag that is from the injury that he sustained during his campaign for president when he was stabbed in the stomach.
Right.
So people have not exactly been pressuring him for a response, because everyone knows he's in the middle of this delicate surgery. But I think in the next week, he will probably be making an announcement of exactly what kind of consequences he's looking for.
Journalist Shannon Sims in Rio de Janeiro, thanks very much for your time today, Shannon.
Thank you so much, Marco.